Happy blackout, everybody.
We've arrived.
In my defense, nothing is our fault.
Welcome back. It is week 11, 1 month at least of quarantine.
We made it.
We kind of.
Yeah.
We would just like to say that given our episode last week talking about seeing some friends, we want to make it clear that we are not condoning not social distancing. And I think everything that we said came off a little bit
ignorant. As if,
yeah, which we are no strangers to sounding ignorant.
No.
But we just wanted to clarify that we are aware of the gravity of this situation, and we were not trying to make light of it. So with that being said, let's move on.
Let's get right into it.
First thing I want to say is one of my uncles sent my mom a picture that the whole fam was listening to the podcast together. I thought that was super cool. So thank you guys. Keep listening.
And if you want to do that with your family, maybe don't.
Depends on what your family is. Actually, you know what? Better yet, make every member of your family listen to it on a different device.
Yeah.
Do that.
Yeah.
So to recap our weekend for you guys a little bit, we spent it alone, the two of us, not alone as in individually.
Mm-hmm.
And on Friday night, something interesting happened to us.
I mean, you can only guess what we were doing. We were drinking.
Yeah. You can only imagine what we get into when we're cooped up in a house alone. A lot of Zoom calls where we all learn TikTok dances together.
Yep.
All of us literal adults. Also, two of my friends had birthdays last weekend. Y'all are old. Happy birthday. That's a fact. Mm-hmm. At 22, I'm very young.
I'm middle-aged at that point.
You're quarter-aged.
Yeah.
What is that supposed to... And that's saying that you live until you're 100.
Probably live until you're, like, 75.
Yeah, so you're a third of the way through. Cheers.
And on that note...
So Renee and I were hanging out at my house. Obviously, you know, drinks are flowing. So we decided to go for a walk, get some fresh air. We start walking, and it took an embarrassingly long time for us to kind of let it sink in that, oh, man, it's raining out here pretty hard.
Yeah, and let me preface this with, it was also dark.
It was really dark,
it was like
yeah.
11, 12.
Yeah, and it
like
was
that.
Raining.
Mm-hmm.
So we're taking a walk, and we pass kind of where the Greek houses are on campus. There's this one fraternity that has been kicked off for a long time, and they are, like, never welcome back on campus, so there's no chance that they would need to come back into this house. So it's the house is totally abandoned. And it's kind of a thing amongst a lot of students here breaking into the place.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to say it's actually a really common thing. Like, a lot of people breaking into this place because it's super easy. So Renee and I are walking. We're thinking... Should we go break in? Should we just go like, take a look around in the basement, like, you know, play on all the broken glass on the floor? She's like, yeah, let's do it. We're around the back of the house, and we're trying to figure out a way in. We've both been in there before, but didn't remember how exactly we got in. So we're kind of putzing around in the back. Renee's looking through one window, and she's like, that's a pretty nice kitchen that they have in here. I'm like, I know.
And the light is on.
But we're thinking, you know, this has got to be normal. It's, you know, probably, I don't care. They're still running the electricity there.
Even though we've already both
been in there. But when I went in there, the lights were on in the basement.
I don't recall.
Yeah, okay.
If I'm being honest.
I don't blame you.
Mm-mm.
So we're thinking, God, why is it so hard to break in here? And Renee goes... We should go, and it's pouring rain. Okay, so we look like sociopaths. Renee goes, well, we should try going around the side. I think the side is how I got in last time. We go around the side, and I see this side porch. And then Renee and I realize, oh, my God, this is a sorority house. An active one.
Yeah.
We realize we are not at the abandoned frat house.
And so
we're a block away.
We realize this and we're like, we need to get out of here now because there is a security system still.
There's a security system. We should have known when we saw that there was like an ID scanner at the back door that maybe they wouldn't have installed that on a house that nobody goes into. But no, it took a long time for that baby to sink in. And I was like, oh my God, we've got to run.
Yeah.
Whatever poor house mom was living in there.
She's probably terrified. She's probably calling the police.
Right?
There's these two crazy girls outside.
No. So we ran and we were unsuccessful when we got a block away to the actual place that we were trying to enter. We were unsuccessful there too and we just went home.
Yeah.
So,
story of our lives.
The craziest weekend, you guys can tell. Also, earlier last week, anyone who knows me knows this about me. I bruise like a peach. I bruise so easily. I don't even have to do anything. Tons of bruises. And like you should have seen Renee and I this summer when we both have that period of time when we were unemployed and we were going out a lot. But my mom had me go get a blood test because she was like, wrong with you. Yeah, because my bruising was so bad.
I never see my parents, but if she saw me, she probably would have said something.
Right? So it was really bad. So earlier last week, I was in the shower, got some soap in my eyes. So I was kind of disoriented, unaware of my positioning. And I had a big violent sneeze attack, and on maybe sneeze 3 or 4, I smacked my face into the wall of the shower, which my shower is filled with crumbling tile. So I got myself a nice little bruise and a little scrape there.
A nice shiner.
Wasn't too big of a deal. But so last week, after this, I'm in Meijer doing some grocery shopping. And, you know, it's not like I'm dressing up to go to Meijer. I'm not looking cute. So I'm walking around and I notice that like a lot of guys are checking me out. And I'm thinking, oh, what? Okay. You know, like tucking the hair behind the ears, whatever, guys. And I keep going and I'm like, wow, really? Everyone here is checking me out. Not even just the guys. I'm like, oh my God, I'm irresistible. Clearly in this like ripped up sweatshirt. It wasn't until I got into the makeup aisle and saw one of those little tester mirrors that it dawned on me, they're not checking me out. I have a black eye. So everyone's looking at me with concern, not with interest.
Lust.
Yeah. So that was a little bit of a bruise to the ego, Nevertheless, blocked out the last part. And if anybody else asked me what my week was like, I would say I got hit on relentlessly at Meijer.
So while I was in my quarantine the other day, just running through YouTube videos, I have no one left to watch.
You get so lost in it.
So lost. So I came upon a Shane Glosson video, and it was one about conspiracy theories. So, you know what? I was like, I'll bite. So I clicked. And they had this incredible hack about how to listen to your significant other or anyone really if they have a phone and AirPods. And let me tell you.
You can listen to the whole anything they say.
Yeah. So, all right. Your boyfriend's phone is on the table. His boys just came over. You're about to leave. All right. And so you go, babe, can I bring your AirPods to the gym? And it might be kind of weird because he knows you're not going to the gym. But
give something then, you know,
a little
like,
more realistic.
Yeah, be like, oh, I have to go let one of my roommates in. She locked herself out. Oh, I have to go drop something off.
Yeah, but
any excuse to leave.
Yeah, so you're like, can I borrow your AirPods? He's like, yeah, sure, babe. So you take the AirPods, and there is a setting for AirPods that lets you listen in live audio. You can hear everything from your boyfriend's phone from wherever. I don't know what the radius is, like how far you can necessarily go, but it doesn't matter because you're going to be parked out in your car outside anyways.
So essentially the way it works, and you honestly, you should just take the AirPods without asking and then they'll never think twice. If you take the AirPods, you can put it on the setting so it's still hooked up to their phone. They will get no sort of notification that they've connected to their AirPods because it just like it's such a normal thing for their phone. And wherever their phone is, locked or not, you can have live audio stream from their phone and you can hear everyone in the room. So mm-hmm. you can be in your car out front or out back of their house getting a direct live feed of everything everyone in that room is saying.
Yep.
So... tread lightly and carefully because you might set yourself up to really get your feelings hurt.
Yeah.
But
or you could be extremely complimented on the other side.
Right.
Which probably is not going to happen, but.
But also, if you use this and they do say, if somebody says something you don't like, I would advise you to not go back in and directly approach them, because first of all, they're going to be like, you're out of your mind. Second of all, then they're going to know that you do that and you're never borrowing their AirPods again.
Yeah, so you got to be sneaky.
This is like the 2020 version of what like people would sometimes do in high school. Like if you and your friends or you and somebody else are in the car and you had to go run in somewhere to get something and you leave your phone in the car and you leave it recording.
I never did that.
Yeah, my friends did. We really only suspected that one of our friends did, because for some reason she could be like a 1,000 miles away and she would know what we were talking about, and we were always so on edge. We're like, she has our cars bugged.
Well, you also always used to send voicemails to the person that you were talking about.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay. This is really bad. I used to do this on accident all the time. You know how there's that feature where you can send, like, a voice memo over text? I know a lot of guys use it so the girls can't screenshot their conversations and send it to their friends. But now you can just screen record it. But, yeah, I used to always accidentally have my phone open, and this is when this feature just came out, so I was really not used to it. I had one guy who I had been seeing, things ended, and they ended on like a good note. And so we were just going our separate ways, and then what did I do the next morning? Walking to class, reading my text to my friend, and then we start kind of talking shit about him, and I sent like a 45-second voice memo of it.
And this has happened a couple of times, though, too. Didn't you send one to your dad?
I did one to my dad one time, and I wasn't really saying anything bad about my dad, but he just texts back, I heard that. And I was like, shoot. So now I'm really careful. And even nowadays, when I'm like, it's made me so antsy that whenever I'm talking about someone else, I always double check, even when I'm on FaceTime, that nothing of theirs is open. So I'm not accidentally giving somebody a live stream of me airing my grievances about them. But so there's another hack that we found that's a sneaky, sneaky.
Yes. And this one, shout out TikTok.
Yeah, because we found it there.
There's so many life hacks.
So, you know, if you communicate over Snapchat, when you have Snap text, unless you save the message somebody sent, it disappears right after you open it. And if you do save all the messages that somebody sent, if you screenshot it, they get a notification. So anything somebody sends you over Snap text, if it's screenshotted or saved or anything, the other person gets a notification. So it's not like text where you can just screenshot your messages and send it to your friends. You can't do that. We figured out a way to screenshot Snap texts without them knowing. So what you do is if you get a Snap text, you take it and you swipe, you know, like the halfway, how people would swipe halfway on it so you can read some of the message, but it doesn't count it as opened, so it doesn't disappear or tell them that you opened it. You swipe halfway and you click your home button to close the app. And then you double click, so it gives you, you know, when they all the apps pop up, and then you can click to, you know, swipe up on all of them and shut them down. You double tap and the message will pop up. Like the Snapchat screen will pop up with the message on it. You can click screenshot and they will never get a notification.
And we test this.
We tested it out multiple times.
Yep. And I don't know how this would work with the newer iPhones. So yeah, I wouldn't try it on there. I mean, you can try it with your friends, but definitely don't do it like.
So all you rich people out there, yeah. This doesn't apply to you. You got to have a home button still on your iPhone. And if you have an Android, I
don't know what to tell you.
You probably don't listen to this because it's like 70% of our listeners are on Apple Podcast. You probably, sorry, Google folks. Sorry, Renee's whole family.
Okay. Oh, no.
So last week we talked a little bit about tiny things to do to annoy your significant other enough to piss them off, but not enough to make them confront you about it. Don't you guys worry.
We have more.
We have more.
Yeah.
We have more for you.
I was talking to my sister on the phone, and she's married, so her significant other can't break up with her.
Her suggestions were gold. She was giving them right in front of him.
I know. She just kept firing them off. So the first one she told me was, critique their breathing. If they're breathing a little too...
Even if they're not breathing that loud.
Yeah. They could be a quiet as a mouse. Just be like, oh my God, your breathing is so annoying right now.
You're like, you breathe so loud.
And they can't do anything about it because that's the way that they breathe.
That's the best part, is that you tell them that something that they're doing is so annoying, but it's something that they can't fix. And now they're going to be conscious, thinking about it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then randomly, you guys could be watching a movie, just go, are you doing this on purpose?
You don't even do this.
You don't even hear them breathing. Like, oh my God. One I have that a friend of ours actually gave us a suggestion this weekend. Anytime somebody says anything, I don't care if they say, I'm going to the bathroom, or they say, oh, I love that movie. Go, you're just saying that for vibes. Because now they feel weird, and it feels like you've just discredited everything they've just said.
Yeah.
If somebody goes, can you play this song next? Like, I love this song. You're just saying that for vibes. And now you're making them look like the loser of the room.
They feel like a fool.
Yes. And now they like feel like a poser when they haven't even done anything.
Somebody
trips and you're like, you just did that for vibes.
They're like, fuck, I actually just tripped.
Right? But they feel like a fool.
Yeah.
So this is more of like a mean thing to do, yeah. I guess.
The second one I have for my sister, it's specifically moving something that someone has put away purposefully. So like if you have a cup of water on the counter and you see your significant other moves it to like the island or something and you come back, you see it moved, you move it right back to the counter.
Yeah.
So at first they think like, did I really move that glass? And once it happens the second time, they'll be like, they definitely moved that glass back there.
Right. Or if somebody specifically puts their keys in one spot every time they come home, move them to a different spot.
Yeah.
And if they move them back, move them again. What was the example she gave? Something like her glasses. She would like to leave her glasses in one spot, and her husband would always take them and move them to a different spot.
Yeah.
And she was like, stop doing that. I put them there for a reason.
Yep.
So just start moving things. Move things of theirs. Oh, my God. I have one. This really works best with somebody that you live with, but it could be anybody, really. If somebody is really pissing you off or you just want to ruin their day a little bit, take their shoes, like the ones that they need to leave for work in the morning, and put them right outside the door that they exit. So they will spend like 20 minutes searching the whole house for their shoes. And then finally, they decide, oh my God, I can't find them. They give up, they put on another pair of shoes, and then they open the door, and guess who's there? Their shoes.
That's evil.
Right? It's literally
they're 30
evil.
Minutes wake, wait, 30 minutes late to work.
And their boss is like, why are you late? I am dating an evil bitch. And she hit my
but who
shoe.
Can prove that it was you?
Right? I would be like, why would I put your shoes outside?
Unless
I want you,
you have
gone.
A nest cam, then.
Don't ever be with somebody with a nest cam.
My parents have a nest cam.
My point is proven.
All right, my next one is just when you're on the phone or when your significant other is on the phone with someone, don't start vacuuming. Just make like a little bit of noise to the point where it's like annoying for them to have to keep, you know, telling like, I'm sorry about the noise to their friend on the other line. Just like, I don't know, put away dishes like super loudly.
Yeah, turn on the microwave, right? Make a smoothie.
Yeah.
Make a smoothie. Mm-hmm. Vacuum the living room.
No. Vacuum's too much. You got to have it be subtle.
I don't know. Vacuum is still annoying, though. If they're like, can you vacuum later? No, I just spilled a bunch of chips. You know, something like that.
Hey, man.
Or if somebody else is on a call and then you call your friends and put it on speaker in the same room.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's annoying. Next thing we wanted to talk about is deal breakers. Like really big deal breakers between people. And I'm not talking like some of these are kind of, you know, red flags or just things that you wouldn't like. But for the most part, these are like big deal breakers. And we asked like a bunch of our friends to kind of give us theirs so that we could come up with a bigger list. So a lot of them had repeats. So the first one I have for a big deal breaker is they have no close friends or like really any friends at all. Like, you're dating a guy and he just, like, he doesn't have any guy friends. Or you're dating a girl and she doesn't have a lot of friends.
I'm sure you've all had a friend like that who their significant other doesn't have any friends, so they always want to stick around a little bit too long.
Yeah, they have no friends. And, like, here's why this is, like, the biggest deal breaker. First of all, you're like, why don't other people like you? And then you get nervous, you know, if I bring you around a group of my friends' boyfriends, like, are you going to be weird? Then the other biggest problem with this is you are now signing on to be their best friend.
Yep.
And, like, only close friend. Which is so much responsibility to assume, because I was thinking about it now, like, a lot of my really close friends, if I am not available, they have another close friend that they could go hang out with or go talk to. So you are now this person's only source of not only entertainment, but, like, you're their only confidant.
Mm-hmm.
It's overwhelming.
Yeah. Like, who do they talk shit about you to? They right? don't have anyone like their parents.
Their family.
Yeah.
And then guess what?
You got to spend family Christmas with them.
And they know everything you've done.
Yeah.
They know every time you flipped on the blender during a phone call. Okay. So now they hate you.
So I have one. This is just, like, kind of a big red flag. Just someone who doesn't have any roommates when they're in their 20s.
This is so big for me.
Was this one that you had too?
Oh my God, no, this isn't one I had written down. Mm-hmm. But I, honestly, I get so worried if I'm talking to a guy. This sounds ridiculous. One of the first things I will ask a guy when I first start talking to him is, like, his living situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because I need to know that they have roommates.
Yeah. I it's just, like, a huge red flag. You come over, you're like, oh, are your roommates, like, going to be here anytime soon? He's like, no, I don't have any. It's just weird.
The only excuse is if you just took a job out of state and no one you know lives in that state. Mm-hmm. Then, like, I mean, who else? You're not going to go on Craigslist.
Yeah.
But other than that, oh, yeah, that's a huge red flag. I didn't even think of that.
Well, even my friend, she just moved to California and she went on Facebook to find roommates because she didn't want to live alone. Like, it's very lonely to live alone.
Yeah. The next one I have, and this one is really big for me. And I am sorry to anyone out there who does this. There's nothing wrong with you, I don't think. It's just, this is not my cup of tea. Someone who at this age still calls their parents mommy and daddy. It's so alarming.
Yeah.
Like, even, you know, like, if I'm talking to a guy and I hear over the phone he calls his dad daddy, as an adult male, can you imagine you start seeing a guy and then you're getting ready to meet his parents and you're on the way to their house and he calls his family and he goes, all right, well, is daddy home yet? I would
Gross.
Be like, daddy, what? Where are we going?
We're going to your house, right?
Yeah. I was talking about this with my friends. If I called either one of my parents, mommy or daddy, my entire family would freeze. And be like, what did you just say? Time would stop in my household if I ever said that. It would just be so weird.
Yeah. This one's more just, like, directed towards people like me. I would hate to find out that my significant other went to country festivals.
Like, oh, big country music fan.
Yeah, like Stagecoach. I know, like, that's big in, like, the Bachelor
Country
world.
Thunder.
Country Thunder, Birthday Bash.
Okay, wait, I will just say, I know a lot of guys that I went to high school with where everybody from my high school go to Country Thunder just because, like, it was a way to get away from your parents and get super drunk with your friends for a weekend.
Yeah, I get that, but if they're also singing along.
But a guy who just, like, puts his phone on shuffle and Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan come on within three songs.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry to the listeners that really like country.
And we're living in Indiana. It's another one is they have tons of pictures of, like, more than a few exes all over their Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have pictures of, like, six different girls they've been in relationships on their Instagrams. Because then I'm thinking, why haven't you taken them down? Like, one or two, that's fine. They might be like, well, I look really good in this picture. But if you have tons of them, I kind of feel like you're the type of guy who's sitting there like, well, I want everybody else to know that I dated hot girls.
Yeah.
And that is so unattractive in itself.
Well, I was thinking, I know girls usually do that, like, the day that they break up mm-hmm. with their significant other, they take them down right away. Like, what's the appropriate amount of time?
I always tell people, because I was literally just talking about this with a friend of mine, and I basically said, maybe archive them. Don't delete all of them right away.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe, I mean, don't delete any in general. I always archive pictures. But maybe leave one or two. So then you're not being petty. But also, when you're going through and deleting pictures of your exes, do not leave any up that are like a birthday post where you have a really long paragraph caption about how this person is your world.
Because then
I don't care if it was a year and a half ago. If you have this picture up where you're writing to your girlfriend, the love of my life, the woman I want to be with forever, nobody's ever made me happier, I'm still going to look at that and be like, well, that's not something I wanted to read.
Yeah.
You know, just like don't keep that up.
Yeah. Next one I have is bad grammar. If they're using the wrong form of your or their at this age, like, they also shouldn't be allowed to have a phone.
Side note, Dad, you are lucky that Mom overlooked this and that I don't think you guys had texting when you first met. My dad has terrible grammar. But when you're texting a guy and the grammar is really bad or they switch tenses in, like, I dated one guy where whenever he would send me a text longer than three sentences, I wouldn't know what he was saying because it was so grammatically and, like, the spelling of everything, it was so messed up. I'm like, this is not English anymore.
Are you sure he just wasn't drunk? No.
No. but it was even, like, drunk text. It was just like, I don't know what you're saying. Next one I have, and this is one that I got from multiple friends. They said, when a guy is shorter than me.
I mean, I think that's just a given. Some girls can do it. You know, like, there's Joe Jonas and Sophie.
Well, yeah, all the Jonas brothers are smaller than their wives, except for Kevin, I think. I feel like I'm giving way too much information that I know a lot about the Jonas brothers.
Yeah, like Zayn and Gigi Hadid.
Yeah, but that's different when your boyfriend is a celebrity, then you don't care.
And it's different when he's like a hot short dude.
I mean, we said it once, we'll say it again. Nothing against our short kings. I just know, like, I personally wouldn't want to date a guy shorter than me either.
No.
It's funny because one of the girls who sent this to me, her boyfriend is about her height.
Oh.
Maybe even a little bit shorter.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm.
Streaks on Snapchat.
Ugh.
I think that that's only appropriate for, like, middle schoolers and high schoolers.
Yeah, stop it with the Snapchat streaks.
What's the point? You're just sending a picture of your forehead every day to keep the number going up?
Dude, it used to, like, break my heart when I would be talking to a guy and he would let our streak die because then I'm like, well, it's over.
I never got into streaks.
Really?
No.
I never did either, except for with, like, one guy that I was with for a while. I remember when our streak was at 99, and then we got into a fight, and I was like, he won't let this die. And he did, and I cried.
Oh, babe.
I mean, obviously alone in the bathroom where nobody could hear me, but yeah. I was sad about it.
You're listening to One Republic.
I'm listening to One Republic sobbing about how my snap streak is dead. Could I be more pathetic?
No.
Next one I have, and this one I can say, our guy friends, girlfriends, everybody has said this. This is huge. Bad hygiene.
Oh, yeah.
I am somebody, I will always say, my sense of smell is my strongest sense. Like, you could give me t-shirts of about six of my really close friends, and I could smell them all, and I would know exactly who they belong to.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm so big on smell. When somebody doesn't smell good, it's almost impossible for me to get over. Like, I don't know. I've seen guys where they don't wear cologne or anything, and that's fine. But there are sometimes when I don't necessarily like somebody's, you know how everybody has, like, a natural scent?
Yeah.
Yeah, there are some guys where I don't like their natural scent that much.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I wish you would put on just, like, a little bit of, or even, like, a more, like, heavily scented deodorant. That
or
would,
like,
really,
a lotion.
With, right? Or just, like, shower every single time before I see you and smell like soap.
Like, please.
I don't know. I mean, that, and, you know, if somebody has horrible, bad breath.
Mm-hmm. This one I have experience with. It's super different politically. And let me just tell you, it didn't go well. Because no matter what we were talking about, it turned into a fight when it didn't have to. And I'm not going to go into detail on any of my political views or anything like that.
We got into a group fight one time with this guy.
Yeah, we did get into a group fight. And it all started with watching The Bachelor.
And he started, oh my God, we really shouldn't get into this. We're getting upset. I know, he's just being annoying to the point where Renee and I are standing up.
Yeah.
And we're speaking to him at this point.
Yeah. And I'm like, how did we get from The Bachelor to this? There was no reason for that. We were having a ladies' night. You decided to come in. You brought me pizza from work. Thanks. But
me too. Thanks. But then you had to have a polarizing political conversation when we were watching The Bachelor, which we specifically told you you're not allowed to speak during.
Yeah.
And so there were a couple of rules broken.
Yeah. He kept speaking, and I'm like, dude, you can definitely talk during the commercials, but not right now.
Not right now.
Chris Harrison is speaking.
I was sitting there being such a bitch every time we started talking. Pause the TV just to like prove a point. We've done that to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Where when we're watching something that we really want to see and somebody starts speaking and we just pause it.
Oh, yeah.
Some people will realize and understand it and then stop. Some people will just keep talking and be like, when did the show stop? When you opened your mouth. So don't do it. Don't let it happen again.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Wait, another way to annoy a significant other. Wait until they're watching something that they're really interested in, not just like a casual show, a show they've waited all week for. And right when it seems like it's getting good or important, open your mouth and start speaking.
You go, so how's your mom been?
Right. Did I ever tell you the story about the time in fourth grade?
It's like, babe, stop. Stop what?
Stop what? Talking? That's so rude. Dude. You always do this.
Okay, I'm going to bed. Good night. And that's how
you prop a chair up against their bedroom door so they can't get in. Babe, I need my glasses. Broke them.
Sorry.
Sorry. It was an accident.
Sorry to this man.
The last one I have on the list of ones from girls is guys wanting to be the little spoon. And I'm a little bit so on this one because I have met guys that only want to be the little spoon, and it's just like, it's not comfortable for me. I don't like it.
Does your arm fall asleep?
Well, no, I'm not fully embracing this person.
Oh.
I'm just like, but then again, I don't like to be the little spoon a lot either, because then sometimes you're like looking at the clock, like how long until they get away from me?
That's where we differ, because I'm a cuddler and you are not.
No, I am not.
Yeah.
Only with like 0.01% of the people I'm friends with.
Well, don't get it twisted. I'm not going to cuddle with a, you know, like, bouncer
at the club.
Well, maybe, but get a few vodka sodas in and maybe, but no, I only cuddle when it's convenient for me.
Yeah, true. But, I mean, you know, I don't want somebody who wants to be the little spoon all the time. I just, I don't know if I should say this. I might cut this out. But that just, to me, screams mommy issues.
Mm-hmm.
Like, screams it. A guy who, like, really wants to be held constantly.
Yeah.
I had a guy one time asked me, he goes, do you consider yourself like a nurturing, loving person? And I was like, oh no.
Nurturing?
And when loving. I say, oh no, I literally mean, oh no, I'm not. And I also mean, oh no.
I need to leave.
I have exited the chat. Unmatch. Before we get into the few things that I've gotten from guys, we are going to do a crack of the claw. Nice.
We always congratulate ourselves. It's a big feat. Like, oh, good
every
crack.
Every time Renee and I open a White Claw, we're like, dude, nice.
You're like, oh, we should have been recording that. Wait a second.
We were. That's just like whenever we play drinking games and we're on other teams, we're always like, you've got this, babe. You've got this. And our teammates are like, dude, shut up. Get
we're
in your head.
Yes. That's my girl.
When we would play beer pong against each other when we were pre-gaming, we would always be like, dude, sick shot. Or we'd be like, you know what? You're really due for like a nice shot. So
yeah.
Don't get discouraged. It's so annoying.
Yep.
Okay, so some of the things that some guys I know have said, first of all, they also said hygiene, which obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing they said is when your friends and family don't approve of them. And I feel like, okay, nobody wants to be with somebody that their family doesn't approve of. And also, nobody wants to be with somebody that their friends don't approve of. But I feel like it's such a bigger deal for guys than girls to not have your friends approve. Like, girls, you want your friends to like them.
Yeah.
But for guys, it's like the boys have got to like her.
Yeah.
You know, like, they care so much about their friends' opinion. Like, if you took a guy and you met his, like, best hometown childhood friend and that friend didn't like you, you're fucked.
You're probably getting broken up with.
You're getting dumped because there's nobody's opinion that they're going to trust more than that friend. And if that friend is like, I don't think she's right for you, bro. I think she's annoying. I think she's too much. They're probably going to listen.
Yeah.
And then they're going to start looking at everything you've done and been like, you know, she on it is really annoying.
I could see where you'd get that from.
Next one I have, they said, has cat / doesn't like dogs. I feel like a lot of people, you're either a cat person or a dog person. I personally, and so do you, prefer dog people a lot. Another one, constantly glued to the phone.
No, especially if you're like out getting dinner or something and they're just on their phone.
Yeah, you're getting dinner and they can't look away from their phone to have a conversation with you. Or even if you're just like chilling out at home and you guys are trying to watch a movie and like, you know how sometimes it's no fun to watch a movie with somebody who's looking at their phone the whole time?
Yeah, and you have to keep being like, did you just see that? I'll rewind. And then they look at their phone again.
Right? I've been at times with my mom where she's like playing Sudoku or something on her phone and I'm like, watch the movie.
Yeah,
you know, because otherwise you feel like you're watching it alone.
Yeah.
Okay, also our last thing when we're talking about deal breakers, I went on Twitter and was looking at, you know, Twitter has all of these tweets that are like, imagine falling in love. I'm just gonna start over.
Yeah.
Twitter has all these tweets that are like, imagine falling in love with someone and then finding out blank, and they're so funny. Like the first one I saw, imagine falling in love with someone and then finding out they argue in celebrities' Instagram comments with people they don't know.
Oh, no.
Like, don't do that.
No.
When there was one time, Renee and I got bullied in the comments of Klay Thompson's Instagram photo.
Oh, my gosh.
For anybody who doesn't know, Klay Thompson is a basketball player. He's very good looking. Renee has a crush on him.
I have a huge crush if you're
listening. He posted this picture, and all I did was tag Renee in a comment, and I was like, hot man alert. I don't know. Not like that.
Yeah.
Some girl comments back, tags me in the comment, and says, LOL, he would never date you, honey. And I was like, what? I didn't even say anything. We go to her profile, and it says, like, some high school class of 2021. And we're like, so this girl is 13?
As if she has a chance.
And I was like, yeah, well, guess what, honey? sweetie, my chances are a lot higher than yours.
We're ready to fire back at this 13-year-old.
I just couldn't believe it. I was like, I'm being cyberbullied again?
Shocking.
I can't catch a break. This one says, imagine you fall in love with someone and then you find out he claps when the plane lands.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Especially standing up immediately as he's in the back near the bathroom.
Right.
I'm like, sit down.
Standing up trying to beat the traffic. Can you just sit down?
Yeah.
You have 20 more minutes.
Everyone's got to get their bag.
Exactly. This one, imagine falling in love and then finding out they drink a glass of milk every day. Like a big glass of milk.
Oh, that just made my stomach hurt.
Right. And I'm not even going to get into the whole lactose intolerant, lactose sensitive kind of thing here.
We're all lactose sensitive here.
Everybody. Cheers.
Cheers.
Not with milk. And then the last one, can you imagine falling in love with someone and then they tell you their favorite movie is Grown Ups 2? I'm out the door.
I've never seen Grown Ups 2. So maybe
neither have I, but you just know.
Yeah, maybe that wouldn't worse be a deal breaker
that
for
it's
me.
It's worse than Grown Ups 1.
Yeah.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, 70% female, 30% male. We looked up the stats. You've kept writing in. Again, some of them we can't read.
Side
but there is
any new states this week?
No, no new states, only new cities. Oh. Which the amount of cities that we've been adding per week in Florida is shocking and scary.
It's spreading like the clap.
Right?
The clap.
Our podcast is the chlamydia of Florida. And I am not afraid to say that.
Say it loud and proud. Say it with your chest.
One more time for the people in the back. What are we?
Spreading like the clap.
Yes. What are we also? Treatable with a few pills. And that's on the gang. I'm so sorry. That was my computer turning the volume down. What? So you all have been writing in our first, well, the only one we're reading this week. I was really excited to read this one because I recently had a little bit of experience with it.
Oh, no.
And no, it's not cyberbullying. So this person wrote in, so recently my friends and I were talking about block. Well, I'm going to start over. So recently my friends and I were talking about blocking people and being blocked. Half of my friends think there are times and circumstances where it's okay to do it, like if you get dumped or break up with someone. And the other half thinks it's an absolutely petty thing to do no matter what. I personally have blocked exes in the past, but now looking back on it, I kind of wish I hadn't because I think it makes me look butthurt. First of all, just for clarification, when they say blocking people, we're talking about like blocking their numbers, blocking them on Instagram, Snapchat, any kind of social media.
For me, I think with texting, I like to see what they're going to say.
I hate blocking
your text. Yeah, I'm not going to block your number because I want to see what else you have coming. Like, oh, you're mad now, but in like tomorrow, you're probably going to be furious.
So I one time had blocked an ex, and then I had hooked up my phone to the messages app on my computer, and it allowed one of his texts to come through a week after. A text from him pops up on my computer. I'm like, that's crazy. How many times has he texted me while he's been blocked?
Yeah.
I always want to know what they're going to say. I might turn them on to like text SMS message only so they think that their number is blocked.
Yeah.
But I want to know what they're saying. Go ahead.
Oh, for like Instagram, I don't think I've ever blocked. Actually, no, I blocked an ex on Twitter because I didn't want him to see all the shit I was talking about him. Mm-hmm. But besides that, on like Instagram, I was like, you can see my pictures, whatever. Like,
go I want for them to.
Yeah, I'm like, please. You think I posted this for myself?
Right. No. And so I don't usually block anybody on anything. I mean, I guess if I like really don't want to see their stories and stuff like that, I would just like mute them.
Yeah.
So like, that they're, I would just do it so that they're muted, so that their stuff that they're posting doesn't show up for me, but my stuff shows up for them mm-hmm. because I'm constantly trying to flex, you know? Like, yeah. Why would I have social media if it, like, everybody can agree to this. Social media is meant for one thing, and it's to show people how hot you are or how successful you are.
Yep.
That's the only reason people have it. So if I'm not stunting on an ex, why would I keep it around?
Or to show how happy your family is, your family relationships, show how close you are. You see that on like holidays, everyone's like.
She just is looking at me with a crazed look in her eyes that I'm like, are you being serious or not?
No, I'm being serious. No, yeah. On like holidays, you see everyone like out posing and shit. I'm like,
people love to like display their family dynamic. Yeah.
They're like they all look the same.
Right? Except for one of them, and you're like, uh-oh, mom, what happened?
And it's weird because me and Claire don't really look too much like our parents or like our siblings.
Yeah, no.
And then when I like see pictures of my family, like my family friends that like are all Dutch and tall and blonde and blue-eyed.
They all look alike.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, you saw a picture of my family and Renee's family, all of us standing together, you would be like, white people, no idea who belongs to who. Except for me and my dad, you would definitely, you would definitely figure me and my dad are not related to the rest of the bunch.
Yeah.
And then they would have a hard time figuring out the rest of you guys. Mm-hmm. Sorry to these people.
But anyways, so do we block in certain circumstances?
Okay. If somebody is sending you, like, really... Actually, no. Even if somebody's sending you threatening messages, don't block it because you need that for evidence when you go to the police.
You need that for court.
You need that for court. So don't block. If anything, if, like, you're trying to get over an ex and they're posting a bunch of stuff, just mute them on everything so you don't have to see what they're posting. But don't block anybody because I think that you're just going to end up looking so butthurt. If you're having a really hard time getting over someone or somebody is saying things that are really bothering you, then go ahead and block them. But kind of it comes down to, are you afraid of looking petty? Plus,
I feel like if you block them, you're going to want to end up unblocking them, and then you're going to make a new account to try to follow them on.
I have a friend who will unadd and re-add the same guy on Snapchat 75 times a year every time they have a disagreement, and it's... Don't do it. She can get away with it because she's super pretty, but don't do it. Sixes and belows, don't block anybody. You don't have any room.
That's including us. Actually, just me.
Oh, babe.
So, Claire, keep doing what you're doing.
I don't even block people.
I do have a quick blocking story.
Okay.
So I had this ex. We dated for like 2 months. We were together for 1 month. He broke up with me to get back with his ex.
Who was this?
Oh. And so I never blocked him on anything except Twitter. Because I was like, whatever, he can see my shit. I would prefer him to, actually. But so he ended up blocking me, even though I had no contact with him at all after the breakup. I was so respectful. His girlfriend tries to follow me on my social media. I'm like, I don't think she needs to see my shit, so I decline. And she makes, not knowing that we were already Facebook friends from like 4 years ago, she makes a fake Instagram account, and then she follows me on my Finsta, my real Instagram, only for me to get a notification saying, blank, just joined Instagram.
Your Facebook friend, blank.
Yeah, just joined
Instagram as this name.
Yeah, and I was like, no way.
Also, not to mention, that means every single person that she's Facebook friends with that's on Instagram knows also, that she just made a fake Instagram account. If you are ever making a fake Instagram,
do not connect to Facebook.
Do not connect to Facebook, because then if I make one, I'll take Renee's old fake Facebook name, Angela Bambi.
Angela Bambi.
That was like Renee's favorite name.
Yep.
Say I decided to make a fake Instagram called Angela.Bambi XOXO5.
That's probably taken, sweetie. They
I wish. Then everybody that I connected to my Facebook, everyone, every single person I am friends with on Facebook who has an Instagram will go, your friend Claire Conti just joined Instagram as Angela Bambi XOXO5. Now yeah. I look like a sociopath.
And the worst part about this, I hate to say it, she like made it so it was like a fitness account. It was like Fit Fan 13 or something like that.
Fit Flirty Girl.
And she I didn't see her in the gym. Maybe she was in there. She was a little thicker. It was just like, why would you make that your name? It could be something so inconspicuous like Gerald Marin.
Dude, do like what Renee and I have a Chili Ratings account. Would anybody in the world be surprised if they got a notification, your Facebook friend Claire Conti just joined Instagram as Chili Chatter? No. No one would be surprised at all, because they're like, oh, Conti's doing some Chili Ratings. Cool.
By the way, that is a real
That is
account.
The real name.
If you want to follow Chitty... Chitty Chatter. If you want to follow Chili Chatter on Instagram...
We are a little bit behind on the postings, but Renee and I will rate your chili. If you email us... Oh, my God. If you email us or DM us a picture of your chili and you give me a good description, I want to know... the spice factor. I want to know flavor. Was it too soupy, too clumpy, better with cheese?
Did you have like cornbread with it? Maybe some oyster crackers?
Right. Let me know that. Send at least two pictures of the chili.
Yeah, we
maybe
need
even a video of you like
enjoying.
Stirring.
Oh, no, with the cheese in it?
Yeah. Oh, man. A video of you stirring the cheese in. We will post it on Chili Chatter.
Well, now I want chili.
And we have like 6 followers there, so don't get starstruck. Do submit to Chili Chatter. Also on that note, in case you all forgot, we do have an Instagram. It's called In Our Defense Pod.
P-O-D.
Go ahead and follow it. Yep. You guys can send us any sort of questions, messages, anything you have like that. Go ahead and you can DM us, or you can submit things to our email, which is in.our.defense.podcast@gmail.com. So, and I'm not kidding, send us in anything you're doing. We still love to get the quarantine fun time suggestions. If you guys think of more things that you do that annoy somebody else, or that somebody else does that annoy you, deal breakers, anything like that, anything you want us to talk about, go
yeah,
ahead and just...
We're still a little bored. You know, we got, you know, probably 3 more weeks left of this, so... Bring in all your suggestions.
Bring in all of your suggestions. And then honestly, I'm not only excited for us, but I'm excited for everybody after we have the first week out the feds, out the quarantine.
Whew.
Our podcast will probably be two-part, like two episodes in 1 week, because we won't be able to...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, don't we're promise not
gonna,
anything we can't
We're not
going to
remember anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll have to take a lot of video.
You know
video.
What? Renee and I are going to buy GoPros and tape them to our heads to go to the bars.
Yes.
And I'm not kidding.
We will.
So once again, everybody, send us in some emails, send us in some DMs, do whatever you want. Have a great, I was almost going to say weekend again, but have a great
week
and enjoy your quarantine socially distance. And that's on the gang. Bye, everybody. This has been Claire and her friend.